Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show. Cleveland Star 102. It is Monday morning. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Forecast today. Who cares? Browns won. Browns are back. We banned them for the three things I did on Friday. And yeah. Look what happened. They decided to play ball and beat those dirty birds.
I think your ban worked.
So anyway, good Monday to you. I think it did work. I think they listened to the show, and when I said we should not include them, we're trying to do a positive three things you need to know because they've been playing awful. Maybe they turned a corner. I don't know. We'll see what happens. A lot of things happened again on the Jen and Tim show. I hope this is the end of the fruit fly drama or the drain flies or whatever has been flying up through the drains in the house, through the, I don't know what's going on. You've tried 8 million things.
I've tried 8 million things. There's a video update if you want to watch. Watch at your own risk, though. I warn you ahead of time.
Yes, watch that. Any comments, we'll certainly get to that coming up at 7:10 and see exactly where they're at as far as the fruit flies go. That's coming up here in just under an hour. Let's do this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. So there is a positive to this. We still need to figure out exactly what the crew is called this morning. And then a possible new version to the intro.
A new song for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Yes. You can reach out 8 million different ways to the show, including through the app, and record yourself and send an audio message. And we'll have that for you. And maybe the open's been bad luck, and maybe if this was a new open, it would be better luck.
So, and that will enhance the guessing of people to get it correctly, you think?
Yeah.
You don't.
I don't. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. Start the week off with a win. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Go Browns!
Go Browns!
It looked much better yesterday.
They sure did.
All right, who's your guess for dead guy in an envelope?
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz? He didn't die.
You didn't?
He didn't. I just looked him up. I thought it said it had two dates there.
You didn't see what happened over the weekend, Jen?
Did Lenny Kravitz die?
No, he's not dead.
Oh, God, I just had a heart attack.
He had to pass away prior to January.
Yeah, that's true.
This thing's been going on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not
I'm
Lenny
sorry.
Kravitz, but it is our third, I believe, alive person. Person alive that has been guessed.
Yeah.
We definitely had Paul McCartney.
Right.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking Mr. Clean. Was
Mr. Clean, because he wasn't like a real person.
Yeah, and now Lenny Kravitz, as far as we know, not dead. If so, just died and not in the envelope. Let's take a listen to the possible new dead guy intro that was sent to us. You do not want to miss this. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. We together, even though it probably feels like Groundhog Day to you, we've been going through Dead Guy in an Envelope for 9 months?
Yeah, it's just every day.
We have gone, if you are approaching a due date, we have hit all the trimesters.
Thanks for being here.
We appreciate that. We're excited
for you.
Through the inner growth.
Can't wait to meet the baby. Inner growth. It's true.
If it's a case, please let us know. Yeah, it was a romantic dead guy in the envelope that got you in the mood. And now we have a possible new dead guy in an envelope intro.
Love it.
Never thought we would need one because I thought it was going to be over in about 2-4 weeks. That wasn't the case. And eventually intro came. And now we have this. And if you have the Odyssey app, which I certainly hope you're listening for that chance at 5K, you download, it's free. Right there, when you follow Star 102, you'll see a microphone button. You leave an audio message. It gets to us.
Yep.
And this is a possible new dead guy intro. Here we go.
Dead man, I have tears. This could last for years. Dead man in an envelope.
I think we have to, when you hear that, first of all, very tough a cappella. Anybody will tell you that. Like, that could be an acoustic
such
sunrise.
Great effort.
So it is a great effort. But maybe if it was to the dead guy in the envelope, like, maybe we need to produce that.
If you put the music under it.
Or even if it's that music, if it's something else, like some type of production, and then maybe we try that either later in the week or something, yeah. And maybe that has, and maybe it brings good luck. Maybe we get an answer. I don't know.
I just think it's so awesome that she took the time to send that, to sing it, and participate in the game. Apparently, she must like it.
So, yeah, I agree with that. So, the guesses continue. Maybe with the new intro. We'll see. We appreciate the singing. That couldn't have been easy. How many takes does that take you?
A lot. 10, at least.
At least. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Producer Stevie joining us in studio for a new segment called Talk It Out. I feel like off the air, we go back and forth all the time because we're all on TikTok, or at least know what it is, and various algorithms take us different ways. I was just telling Jen off the air, it's almost surprising when the three of us see the same thing, because maybe one goes to shopping, or one goes to fashion, or maybe mine goes to sports, or probably skincare.
I definitely see skincare, but we love, Stevie and I particularly enjoy the information you have on skincare because of your daughter.
I love what you've learned.
Yeah. I also do love what I learned. If I didn't have a 9-year-old daughter, I would have no idea. That's not where I would live, right? Like, why would skincare come up, especially for a tween? Why would that come up on my feed? Maybe male shampoo or whatever, different things. So that aside, we're going to start doing this because Stevie sees everything. She comes in all the time, shows Jen something, shows me something. I mean, we all kind of do that. But like in your world, it's fantastic because a lot of these things we don't see. So we're going to start this thing called Talk It Out. So what do you have for us today coming up here next?
Well, there's the suspect challenge that's been taking over, which I heard you guys did not hear about, which is shocking because I can't avoid it. And then the iconic Dancing with the Stars leg lift.
Every single one of those are amazing, whether they work or not.
They usually don't work.
Usually don't work.
Yeah. And in case you missed it, once again, that's why producer Stevie is here. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Talk It Out. What did you see on TikTok there, producer Stevie?
I feel like this season of Dancing with the Stars has been more buzzworthy than we've seen in a while, from the casting to this viral trend. A lot of people have been seeing it on social media, but pro Whitney Carson and her partner, former professional football player Danny Amendola, had a specific move that took over the internet. It's kind of like a leg body lift. She like grabs he grabs her leg and her whole body comes
up. But it's
up.
Like absolutely. Sideways. Have you seen it, Tim?
I have seen it. Yeah, I know how that. Yeah.
It's hilarious. Every video I've seen.
Impossible to do, but everyone is recreating their own version trying to do it. It's to the song Unsteady by X Ambassadors, and all these couples, best friends, whoever, trying to do it, and it usually fails.
Should we?
No.
That was my suggestion.
Who's doing what?
Don't take 3 seconds for you to say no. And like, I'd be like, should we try? What do you mean?
We could try it. We could both lift Tim.
Yes.
Wow. Fat Tim.
We'll
see, it's rubbing
you
off on her. Remember?
No, we're just not talented, okay. With the dancing.
It's just, I saw a gymnast explain it on TikTok too. And it's like, the person on the ground has to do some type of like back arch to like fling themselves up. And I was like,
a lot of core power for the person on the ground. And then a lot of lifting power from the person pulling up.
Yeah,
I just
Stevie and I will lift you.
Before we do this, we should look into our Odyssey medical insurance. Jen and I,
there?
Like, exactly. It's not just, oh, okay, I heard a hammy for a day. Like, right. There's rips and tears and things.
Yeah. There was people that every time I watched someone do it, they were like, something just popped. A lot of people's ankles were popping.
I don't know. That's okay. Well, so that'll be to be continued. Maybe that's on the radar. But if you haven't seen it, definitely check it out because it is, I mean, it's everywhere. It's something you want to see.
And then there's also the suspect challenge. It's been taking over my entire feed. It's where couples usually or best friends, they're running down a street and they're saying like a quirk or a pet peeve with the other person.
Suspect says she missed a spot while shaving, but it appears to be the whole leg.
Suspect does not have a receding hairline. He swears it's been like that since he was little.
It has. Look at the picture.
Suspect does not have acne, just one major humongous zit at a time.
Suspect is currently on foot, but may take flight by flapping his ears here pretty soon.
Brutal.
I love that.
Suspect is built like an American Girl doll.
Suspect has hair styled like a 14-year-old boy.
I love that American Girl doll made the cut.
Yep.
I feel like
I don't know what that means, but I'm into it.
We would be much better at that challenge than the Dancing with the Stars.
That's what I feel like is a little brutal. Like, you got to really go into it. These couples that are doing it, you have to have a line, right? Like, can't cross, like, I don't know.
Well, it just depends. You're right. But I think it just depends. You know, I mean, like, only one, we might have to try both of those.
I feel like we would do well at that one, you and I.
That specific video has like 10 million views.
Does it?
Yeah. And so many people are doing this now and it's very funny. But sometimes I watch them and I'm like, ooh, that was a deep cut. But sometimes they're lighthearted like this where it's funny.
More fun.
Absolutely. So there you go. Talk it out. Thank you, Stevie. We appreciate that. You can expect that every day right around this time now. All right, I'm going to stretch. We're going to live.
No.
Okay, we're not.
Not today.
It's early, and it's a Monday. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Speaking of...
Jimmy John's introducing...
No.
I'm so excited about this.
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh, this sounds... Go ahead.
It's a limited-time sandwich. It's called the Pickle Witch. It replaces the bread with a giant kosher dill pickle. You know why I'm excited? I think I just want to eat the pickle. I don't even care about the sandwich part.
Producer Stevie said off the air, if there's no bread, it's not a sandwich.
Well, the pickles are the sandwich.
No bread.
Yeah.
It's just, I guess that's a pickle witch.
You're right. It's a pickle witch, not a sandwich. It's available today through November 14th, which, by the way, is National Pickle Day. Looks like there's a tasty Tuesday in our future.
I think you might have to be solo. I think you might have to be. I always think to myself, I'm not a huge, I don't love pickles. But then the deep fried pickles, those things are fantastic. And that is a lot. That's a lot of, and then is pickle good with meat?
First of all.
Like a meat product inside of it? Like,
yes, there's always pickles on sandwiches with bread and meat. You will.
Yeah,
you
but the ratio way off. You talk about the chocolate to peanut butter ratio being off sometimes.
This is
pickle intensive.
But
I don't know.
Feel
anybody
like
else?
I always want more pickle. Like when I get a Chick-fil-A sandwich, I always ask for extra pickle.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to be off
also,
on this.
Also, you can't say no to a Tasty Tuesday. I don't. What is that?
You've said no to a bajillion Tasty Tuesdays.
I've said no, but I've still done them.
I am saying no. I will still do it. You know I'm going to have to do this.
All right, thank you. That's all I needed to hear.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Last week, I called upon the Jen and Tim Show family because when we have issues like this, we ask for your help. And you have been helpful. I have fruit flies in my house. Or drain flies or what. I don't know. I have those little flies that are flying around my sink and they're driving us crazy.
Any specific part of the home?
Kitchen.
Okay.
Although I have seen like one or two strays in the bathroom and stuff like that. I don't know if they're coming up from those drains or if they're flying from the kitchen and just want to go check out the rest of the house. I don't know. But we talked last week about my husband like making a spray bottle with alcohol concoction in it. Then these little bowls of stuff laying around that are vinegar filled. And then he has a Zapper tennis racket. And then somebody had called and recommended products online, which I ordered but hadn't used yet as of Friday morning. So yesterday, as I was doing a lot in my kitchen, I thought, you know what? I haven't shown anybody this. I'm going to take a video. So I took a video update to show you. And I do warn you ahead of time. Dead bugs in the video.
Yeah.
You don't want to see dead bugs. I mean, it's not that gross. They're tiny. They're not like...
Well, I mean, tis the season. Halloween's in a couple of days. Yeah. If it is gross, tis the season. I think you just keep it real. Like, this is what happened. You appreciate all the suggestions. I thought yes. they were fantastic last week, as did you. Every Amazon link that has been sent, as you mentioned, the Zapper rackets to the little apples that you can put on the counter yes. to concoctions to move. A lady moved because she had drain flies. Her mom, she said her mom actually moved out of the house. I'm assuming that's a last resort, or maybe she was going to move anyway. Maybe she didn't disclose it to
the
new people.
We don't want to move, so we're trying to deal with it. So
yes.
I have an update.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to like it, but I have an update.
Do you like it?
I don't love it. It's an update.
Oh.
So I took some advice. I still have and if you could watch this video on social media, I have it on our Facebook page. I show the concoction blend that Nate has in a bowl, and then the Fannie Mae or Aunt Fanny or whatever the...
Give him candy?
Here's the thing. Since I put this stuff out on Friday, because I had ordered it and it had just arrived like Thursday evening, and I told you that Friday morning, I said, we'll have to see how it goes over the weekend for an update. I have seen less flies around.
Oh, good.
But I still have seen them. And then if you look, and I tried to zoom in on the bottle in this video to see, and you could see some dead flies floating in there. So my thought was, well, why am I seeing less dead flies or less flies around, but only like two or three dead ones in this liquid? And I'm wondering if, like you said last week, they're telling their fly friends they're going to get a sip of the fly punch, and then they're just flying around and dying somewhere else.
I'm telling you, I think that's what's going on.
They get a sip and they get out of it. They don't like die in the liquid because there's considerably less, but they're not totally gone.
They build up a tolerance for the sweet juice, deadly nectar.
Like, why are there less? Where did they go? Man. They're not dead in the liquid. I love that it's called fly punch. I don't know why I think that's
it's
hilarious.
Great.
It's a fly
Imagine
punch.
That. I would make fly punch at a party.
I mean,
what is
right?
that fly punch minus the deadly concoction?
Well, yeah, don't put dead bugs. Oh, for
so
Halloween though, you could. That would be cute.
Oh yeah,
a fly punch.
Somebody like would choke on it. Would
not
be a terribly plastic
bugs,
thing, right?
Fake,
well, you've got plenty of. Just throw them in there. You can have a party.
Anyone
save
them?
The flies.
I can't find them.
So then, are they gone?
I don't think they're totally gone, but like they're lessened.
Supposed to die? Are they supposed to die in the liquid, or are they supposed to drink it and then you move on your own, or bring it to your other friends, or they it eventually hits you when they think they're taking a nap? And
well, if that's the case, where are their carcasses? Are they in my drain?
Oh, they're all over.
Are they all over my house?
I don't know. Well, you don't
see them,
do you?
No.
Yeah, I bet they're in the drain. Go back
down. Also, I'm dying to know if you watched my video and had racket envy.
I did.
I figured.
Is he going to keep that?
He uses it year round. He loves
it. Yeah, of course he
loves it. Yeah. I will be sitting somewhere in the house and I'll just hear a loud zap.
Man, that thing's good.
Yeah.
Good for summer use.
Yeah.
Good for whatever. If you're out there, if you're by a pool, if you're whatever. That is the endorsement. Is that racket?
It is.
He's got a Swenson's bin and he has a racket. And we have messages about concern about the liquid. And some other suggestions on what you might be able to do underneath the video. Once again, you mentioned it, Jen and Tim Show on all the socials. Those messages are next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. No idea if the fruit flies are gone. Are they at least dissipating?
There's less. There are less fruit flies.
Word's getting out of that sweet nectar juice that has poison in it.
Well, now I think I have dead fruit fly carcasses throughout the house, and I don't know where they are. Because I haven't seen them on the ground or anything. Maybe they fly back into the drain and die there.
You you by chance put Rotten Tomatoes down your disposal?
No.
Okay.
Annette asked that.
Annette asked that. She had tomatoes left over from a garden about a month ago. She slammed them out of the disposal and now has an infestation of those flies in my kitchen for days, all in my sink. I keep using the bug zapper. They hide in the drapes along the cabinets, keep zapping them, smashing them. Eventually, they will diminish.
They hide in the drapes?
That's what she said. They hide in the drapes and along the cabinets.
They're like developing their own little village in our homes. Why are they doing that?
Did you pour bleach in the drain yet? And there's another bleach in the drain. I don't know if that's a thing. I don't feel like I've heard of bleach in the drain before.
No, I didn't pour bleach in the drain. I did consider buying the enzyme drain thing that people recommended. It's some kind of enzyme cleaner. But I didn't do that yet either. Because, well, honestly, it was like more expensive on Amazon. I was like, I'll wait and see if the fly punch works. So I don't know. I mean,
which would have been cheaper, buying all these things on Amazon or Orkin at this point in time, or whoever that takes care of it?
Will they do that?
Well, there's pest control. They take care. I mean, if you have ants in the house or anything else, I mean, I don't know. They probably have some special Ghostbuster backpack filled with anti-fruit spray.
Pack?
Yeah, they zap those things. Those are little slimers. They get them. There's got to be somebody that's had. Did anybody have drain flies or fruit flies? I don't know what to call them. Some type of fly that's coming out of the drain. Call somebody that came out and zapped those things or had some concoction down there.
I feel like it seems like such a basic problem, and they're so small. They're annoying, but I never even thought, like, maybe I do need to call a pest control.
They're professionals. It's like when you try to work on, at least speaking for myself, because I am not a handy guy. Oh, I will do this plumbing. And I get about halfway in, and maybe it's okay. I don't know. You get a professional out there. Oh, this isn't moving. This isn't leaking. This isn't great. I feel like they have something like it's the vinegar on steroids that we don't have access to at Sam's Club.
It's like the prescription medicine. It's like, remember when I tried the paper hives that didn't work with the bees over the summer, the wasps or whatever? And then I did have to call someone.
This is an entire list we should probably get to later on the show.
Seriously.
What you bought on Amazon? Forgot about the paper.
My beehives.
Why don't you put the paper beehives? Maybe they're afraid of bees. You hang them on the interior of the home. Those fruit flies are gone. Like, these people are crazy. The vibe of those flies after they have that fly punch. I'm fine. Uh-oh.
Why is that so accurate?
Lester, are you okay? I don't know. I had some of that weird lady's juice. And that guy keeps smacking my cousins with his racket. I don't feel so good.
Lester is seriously
there. I knew I shouldn't have tried. I knew it was too good to be true. That juice was so good. Yummy.
That's ridiculous.
Star 102, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jen and Tim. This is Dan from Olson Township.
There you are. How are you, buddy? Are you going to help Jen out? She's got these flies. Apparently, they're getting less. There's a video you can check it out of carcasses. Those are on the Jen and Tim show pages. You can check it out.
There are some carcasses.
Good morning to you.
This morning. I saw it this morning. You know what? The one bug got infected, like in The Walking Dead, and they brought it back, and all them flies are screwed.
He spread it to his friends, didn't he?
This is what happened.
Lester, Michael Jackson loving fruit fly.
Lester! Star 102, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You ever have those flies? You gonna help Jen out?
So I used to work at Starbucks and you have to buy the enzyme, Jen.
Wait, say it again?
You have to buy the enzyme, Jen.
Why? What does it do? Is it the best?
Yeah, they eat it and die. So at Starbucks, like, we have to spray the drains because it's usually, like, the milk. They, like, feed on that, and then they, like, grow, and then it's, like, gross and weird. So you have to buy the enzyme because you spray it, and they eat it, and they just die.
So. You just spray it in the sink? Like, down in in the drain? Okay.
And it's just called, like, drain enzyme? Because I saw something called, like, Green Gobbler or something like that.
I think that was a Marvel character that never made it to the big screen. Green Gobbler.
I'm serious.
That's a restaurant. Hey, Stevie, is that a restaurant in T County?
Stop.
The Green Gobbler.
Stop it.
Jen, I'm asking for a friend.
Don't.
That is great. What is it called? Green Gobbler at Starbucks?
No, she did not say it's Green Gobbler. I said that. It's not that.
It's not that.
Okay.
For cleaning the muck out of the drains, you have to buy the enzyme. It's like their food, and they eat it, and they're like, oh, my God, this is delicious. Oh, no, it's poison.
Okay.
See? Like Lester.
Like Lester eating the inside.
I'm really kind of, I feel bad for anybody having breakfast right now.
Yeah,
that's great. Thank you. How often does Starbucks have to enzyme their drains?
Well, I go there. Every single day. Because don't want the drain flies.
Yeah. They're it's like a proactive thing. I like that.
That is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you ever walk into a restaurant and you smell that like deep cheese smell and it's not a cheese restaurant,
vomit.
They need to enzyme their drain.
Did you say deep cheese?
I'm actually never going near a drain again.
Deep cheese?
I don't know what a deep cheese is.
Deep cheese. It's just, you walk in and you're like, why is there so much cheese?
Oh. I don't know what that means. Stevie, you know what deep cheese means? I don't.
That's what I call it.
Please. I'm going to go to Bath & Body Works today and see if they have a deep cheese plug-in. What? I want to know if they have
a
deep cheese wallflower. I can't ask. I'm calling them later today and asking if they have deep cheese. Please, will you call every day with your enzyme reference and deep cheese?
I love you so
You make
much.
Our day. We do love you very much.
Oh, my God.
That is amazing. I am going to Starbucks, and I'm not going to buy anything. I'm just going to smell around.
Stop.
Why? Sir, because can I get something for you? Hey, Izzy, you want to go? I'm going to get you a refresher. What do you want, Daddy? I want to smell Starbucks. I don't know what she's talking about. All I smell are cake pops and heaven. Do you suffer from that deep cheese smell?
Stop. It's so gross. Yet so I have like a tear in my eye.
This is all your drain stories.
Comes from talking
about deep
cheese.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So there you go. This is the bit where we went from Green Gobbler to deep cheese to who knows what and the three things you need to know. I don't know where this is going to go. I know we have Trump Tui. There are going to be five cheese questions. Is it deeper cheese or the deepest cheese?
Why is it deep cheese? Why isn't it just cheese?
You're the person that loves cheese. You've never heard of a deep cheese? I never have.
No, I've never heard of a deep cheese. Don't say I'm the person that loves cheese.
Because
I'm the cheese connoisseur.
You're the cheese queen. Don't you love all different types of cheese?
Do
like
love
blue
cheese,
I would vomit, and some other ones. But I seem like you like a lot of different cheeses. So that's why I call you the cheese queen. Because I feel like you like a lot of different
cheeses. You do not call me the cheese queen.
I do now. Starting at 7:25 on a Monday moving forward.
Please don't. Please stop. We're going
to. Oh.
We're going to talk about Wicked.
I'm going to text you. Jen, I need a little help. What's wrong, Tim? I am stuck in this deep cheese.
Stop it.
Nobody's home. I need help.
I am already fully aware of the amount of deep cheese references there will be for the rest of the day today. Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.